Welcome to Beyond90Seconds.com, everybody. I'm Mark Horner. Thanks for checking out this podcast. A very grisly discovery to tell you about out of Manitoba, Canada. It happened just yesterday, and it's making news this afternoon. First appearing in the Winnipeg Free Press, as far as I'm aware, just about a couple of hours ago. And it's about a barrel that was floating in a river about 90 kilometers northeast of Winnipeg. It's called the Lee River. And two neighbors decided to bring that barrel in and find out what was inside. And what they found was very unpleasant, to say the least. It was the decomposing body of an unknown man. Just a moment ago, I spoke on the telephone with one of those two men who found that body. His name is George Knight, the man I interviewed. He's 69 years old, he's retired, and he's been living a very quiet life until just yesterday. Here now is the unedited conversation I had just moments ago with Mr. Knight. And just before we begin, I want to warn you that, as you can understand, this is a pretty, time of adrenaline, let's put it that way. So as he recounts what happened yesterday, Mr. Knight does use a couple of off-color terms, if you will. So I just want to warn you about the language. But it's all in the spirit of what was a very disturbing find just yesterday up there in Canada.
Hello.
Hi, Mr. Knight. My name is Mark Horner. I'm a freelance journalist who has a website about true crime cases here in Tucson, Arizona. My website is beyond90seconds.com. And I've just read on the website for the Winnipeg Free Press your account of what unfolded, I believe, yesterday in the Lee River.
Yes.
May I do a brief over-the-phone interview with you for my website?
Sure.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah.
So this unfolded yesterday. I've read the account in the newspaper, but would you mind telling me from the beginning how it unfolded with, I believe, you first noticing the barrel in the river?
Actually, the barrel's been there for, they say, maybe 2 weeks or so. That's the guy that found it, actually with us, is between his dock and my dock. It was floating in between there, and it was banging on the boats. And I haven't been down to the dock since, early June, I guess, because I've been just too busy. And my boat's sitting in the yard. It's not even in the water. And we went down to work on our dock. We had to redo some repairs to it. And Richard, who lives right there, he's on the water. I'm on a back lot. And he said, well, this barrel's been bouncing around here for a while, he says. And I said, well, let's get the damn thing out of here. And he said, yeah, okay. So we tried to roll it around, and he says, well, there's rocks in it. He says, it's heavy. I said, oh, yeah. So he rolled it, and he moved it enough that he got the ring that goes around the top of the barrel.
Yes.
And it's got a lock on it, so he flicked the lock, sort of a little lever off and thing, pulled off the ring and threw it on the rocks where I was standing, and took the lid and threw it off, and the stench was something unbearable.
Now,
he opened it.
You had the first view of what was inside, is that correct?
You betcha.
And what did you see?
So he passed me the, and it was, there was some black and white polyethylene, like a sheet.
Right.
And he could get a hold of it, so he got a hold of it. We couldn't see nothing. And then he handed it up to me while I was still standing on the shore, and I started to pull this sheet out. And as I was getting it up, I lifted it sort of up a little higher to pull some more. And I looked, and I saw a pair of brown jeans and a belt with multi-holes in it. And I just said to Richard, get the fuck out of the water. Because it was like grease sort of coming out of the barrel. I don't know what it was, but he jumped out of the water. I ran up to his cottage and got his daughter to phone 911. And the woman there, she was asking so many questions. And I said, just give me the phone. I said, just get a cruiser car here right away. There's a body. She says, well, how can you tell it's a body? I said, I know one ass when I see one. And that's all I could see was the guy's ass in the blue jeans. And then when the RCMP guys came, he started pulling the plastic out more, and then we saw a bare foot. And then I was out of there. I didn't hang around. I went up to the top of the hill, and that was about it. And then they had underwater rescue, and 100, there must have been 10 cruiser cars underwater rescue and a whole bunch of other people. They were all around there, and I still think it's blocked off that we can't even get to our dock yet. So,
an underwater rescue, why underwater? They're looking for additional evidence that might be
associated? Well, I presume so. I have no idea. You know, that's what they must be looking for.
And they're still out there?
Oh, they were still there, but they're gone. I think they're gone now. I just I haven't been there and I all day, and I don't even want to go on nowhere near my dock for a few more days.
How long have you lived there?
I haven't. Well, this is our summer cottage, right? It's our summer residence.
Sure.
And we've been coming here for 40 years.
40 years.
Yeah.
Are you retired, or do you?
I am retired. Yes, me and my wife are both retired.
What did you do for a living before you
retired?
Well,
in the last few years, I worked as my own business. That was a lawn care maintenance person and snow removal type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, I worked for a warehouse for 30 years. And before that, I worked for the City of Winnipeg Police Department for 5 years.
What did you do at the police department?
I was a maintenance man.
Okay. Now, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's in the Winnipeg Public Safety Building.
Going back to your description of when you just looked at the contents of the barrel, this is going to seem like a grisly question, but it kind of perhaps supports the notion of just how long this body had been in that barrel. You said something came out initially. You described it as a type of grease. Is it possible that this was basically what amounts to bodily fluid, the result of decomposition?
It could be anything. You know, it could have been what it is. I don't know, but I sure as hell didn't want to be around it any longer.
Right. And to think there you are, you and your neighbor, and you both have noticed this barrel banging up against your docks for the past couple of weeks or so, and the whole while...
Well,
now
I didn't know that it was there that long. It was Richard who told me that it's been bouncing around there for a while, you know, because I hadn't been down to the dock for a while.
And Richard's last name again?
Marcotte.
Right.
Marcotte.
And so, but now you know, having spoken with him, that this barrel has been basically bouncing back and forth between your docks for roughly the past 2 weeks. That's got to be, I don't know, do you go back and rehash that in your mind to think about that?
Yeah, I thought, I do I, now that I said, why didn't somebody take it out before?
In terms of, I mean, this is a strange occurrence for any area, but I don't know,
it's very strange for here because this is like a retirement.
Okay.
Little community.
Very quiet.
Yeah, it's very quiet.
Mm-hmm. So you don't plan to go down to the dock for a while yet?
No, not really.
A couple
more days.
are you aware of any leads or tips coming in that might help any missing persons
Nothing
report?
No, there's nobody has been reported missing or anything. Apparently the RCMP was doing a... The coroner was doing an autopsy today in the city of Winnipeg. I haven't heard from the RCMP since. So,
as you looked at I believe you described the jeans with the belt. Could you tell whether there appeared to be the impression of a wallet inside the pocket or anything of that nature? Anything towards
no,
ID?
No, mm-hmm. All you could just see was his brown jeans, his rear end, and this belt that he had on. It had multi holes in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's all I could see.
So it was as if the body was kind of bent in half, as if someone was leaning forward towards their knees.
Yeah, that's right. He was head first in the barrel.
Any idea whether this was a person maybe in his 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s?
No. Okay. If I was to hazard a guess, somewhere between 20 and 30 maybe.
Okay.
You know, it's so hard until you saw the guy out of there, I guess. But
mm-hmm.
All I know, to me, it was a male, and how old he was, I couldn't tell you.
Okay. And finally, you had mentioned that there was, I believe you said, a lock on it. Did you mean as a padlock or some other?
No, there's just a little clip that's on the ring.
Okay.
On the ring, there's a little clip that holds it in place.
What color was the barrel?
Black.
And obviously big enough to hold a body. I mean, the body was not dismembered.
That's a 45-gallon drum.
It was a 45-gallon drum. Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, is there anything, sir, I have not asked you that you would like to add?
Nothing, really. That's just about it.
Okay. And you're retired there with your wife, and I think you had a son or daughter who answered the phone, actually. Did you not?
That was my daughter. My daughter and my grandkids happened to come yesterday, but they came in the afternoon, so... We don't talk too much about it in front of my grandkids.
Don't blame you at all.
Yep.
Well, Mr. Knight, I hope the rest of your retirement there in that what sounds like a beautiful area northeast of Winnipeg is far more quiet than what you experienced yesterday and today.
That's for sure.
Thank you very much for your time.
Well, thank you for calling.
My thanks to George Knight for today's interview. Of course, if there are any updates on this case, the autopsy results, cause of death, Who was this man found in the barrel? I'll post that information on beyond90seconds.com. Today is Thursday, July 24th, 2008. Thanks for listening, everybody. This is Mark Horner, beyond90seconds.com.